"Tell me about your battles," coaxed Birger. Mats told them of their raids against the Finns and of the vast lands the Swedish army had captured. The campaign had been successful from the outset, and the Swedes had suffered very few losses. Rikisa could envision everything he described as they sat by the crackling fire. She could not remember a single moment in her life when she had felt more at peace.
"But there was one battle I will never forget," Mats related eagerly as Erik refilled his wine goblet. "One night, our camp was overrun by the enemy, and we fought them for hours. It was the largest force we had encountered, and we were taken by surprise. At times, I stood alone against 4 or 5 opponents, and it was a wonder that I survived." He was lost in the stirring memory.
"You should have seen me, Rikisa," he said shyly but proudly. "It was as if I had been given the strength of 7 men, as if Odin himself was fighting by my side. And in the midst of battle, when I had been dealt a blow that shattered my helmet, I even thought that I saw you, Rikisa." All at once she remembered her promise to God. She had forgotten it. Being with Mats again had made her think of nothing but him. Her body turned heavy with the knowledge of what she had to do. Numbly, she stood up and tried to smile at her brothers and Mats.
"You must forgive me," she began. "I am terribly tired. The excitement of the day..."
She stopped, unable to finish the sentence.
"It is me tiring you, talking on and on," said Mats apologetically, starting to get up.
"I love to hear your stories. It is just that I am exhausted," she said as she walked towards the stairs, followed by Mats.
Her brothers politely turned their backs.
"This has been the best day of my life," said Mats, "coming home to you. And it has been the best day of mine," she said, knowing it to be true.
"Good sleep," he said as he took her hands in his and looked into her eyes. She saw his love and she felt her own.
"Thank God for your safe return,"
she said before she quickly turned to run up the stairs, her eyes filling with tears.